women. That are two important takeaways for me. In addition to giving direction for our own work, we will continue to use accepted UPR recommendations by other states as an entry point to constructive dialogue about human rights with other countries. I think that is a very feasible and useful part of the UPR exercise. Lastly, I would like to thank the two state secretaries and all of the members of my delegation for all the work in the lead up to this hearing and for doing their very best to answer all the questions today. I thank you and hand back to you, Mr. President. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ambassador. I would like also from my part and on behalf of all the delegations to thank you personally and also Mr. State Secretary and all the honorable members of your delegation for your very active participation and the presentation of your report on your review this morning. The report of the review will be prepared by the members of the Troika, namely the representative of Cameroon, Cuba, and France, in accordance with the procedure implemented in 2015. The recommendations section of the report is scheduled for distribution on Wednesday, 6 November at 12:30 P.M. and will be considered for adoption on Friday, 8 November as from 3:30 P.M. The full report, including the summary section, will be circulated by email on Friday, 22nd.